talk about belief systems and illness.
What we know is, you know, famed medical intuitive Carolyn Miss, who started this work, you know, 30 years ago with Dr. Norman Shealy, this whole aspect of disease, many believe, is just displaced frequency. Now, my background is in Western medicine and cardiology, as I mentioned, and I am a true believer in this aspect of what I call comprehensive medicine, that the pills that we take in are vibrational. It's why 30% or 35% of placebos work, that we truly believe and we manifest that this pill that could be a, you know, common sugar pill is going to work and it'll change my heart rate. We know through studies this occurs. So we kick in our own natural pharmacy. So belief systems affect every aspect of our body, our mind, body, and spirit, this whole etheric body that I spoke of. And in saying that, what we know is disease, as I work with people in private practice, often has belief systems around it. When I have belief systems that I can save you from your cancer, I may possibly take in your cancer into my body in frequency. You'll often see couples die of the same thing or take in illness one from the other.
Or animals.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a great example, is that we are feeling beings. We vibrationally take in each other. So disease process is simply this displaced frequency manifesting in the body over time.
Can you give an example?
Sure. So my background's in heart disease. And often people say to me, well, my heart was too wide open. I hurt myself. And I'll often test their belief systems. And there's ways for me to do and practitioners to do this. And they'll say to me, you're kidding me. It was actually my heart was closed. So these energetic, what I would call power stations in the bodies that we term often chakras, Chinese practitioners work with these meridians that interconnect the body or the energetic channels. As a physician or an electrophysiologist, a cardiologist would work and say that you have the electricity of the body and the nerves or the neurons are connecting your body, right? We have a lot of different vibrations to discuss this. What we find is this frequency or electricity moves in and around our body. And often it'll get stuck or in the sense displaced. It's not really stuck, but displaced in the area that we're storing a belief system. And it will attach. So when I'm working with people with heart disease, I, worked with someone here in the Valley who had atrial fibrillation and a very advanced practitioner in Qigong over 40 years. And what we discovered was it was his sense of being a parent and taking in so many energetic patterns from his children, from the people around him, that he was collecting and storing all of these energies of the people around him and creating arrhythmias or dysrhythmic activity. Now, in saying that, once he removed that, he was able to regulate his heart rate. So we talk about the American Indians, many, you know, Eastern Indians, many beings who are advanced practitioners of how do we change these physiologic responses in our body. We absolutely have control. And this is the enlightenment or the process that the physical nature of us being human are evolving to. What we're finding is just like technology over the last 200 years has just boomed, in medicine, they say that the year 2000 was the year of the brain, of the neurological aspect of our body. And what we're finding is our brains, our bodies are so interconnected that change your thought, change your disease process, change your life. And we're now proving this through scientific clinical studies and et cetera.